4:22 on News Talk 760 WJR. Speaking of the medical field and new treatments that are approved, we've got one, and it's exciting because it was Michigan developed, and it is coming, the first one, this device, to the Karmanos Cancer Institute in Detroit. And what it will mean for women facing a diagnosis of breast cancer could be really, really game-changing. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson with that story. Lloyd.
Hey, Guy. The world-renowned Barbara Ann Karmanos Cancer Institute in Detroit has announced during Cancer Awareness Month that it will be the first to receive the SoftView 3D Whole Breast Ultrasound Tomography System following the system's approval by the FDA. Now, the new and advanced technology was designed to be the screening solution for women with dense breasts. Dr. Natasha Robinette is a radiologist and clinical service chief of imaging at Karmanos Cancer Center. She says women with dense breasts have a fourfold increased risk of breast cancer, and the SoftView system reduces that risk.
Because of those dense breasts, a cancer could be hidden or missed on their imaging. Part of that is due to the fact that dense breasts show up as white on a screening mammogram study, which cancers also show up as white on screening mammogram studies. So they can be missed.
Dr. Robinette says the SoftView system is not a replacement for traditional mammograms, but in addition to mammograms, and having them both saves time.
Unlike previously, when a woman has a mammogram with dense breasts, and if there's something seen that maybe is felt to be abnormal, then that woman is going to be called back for a manual or an automated breast ultrasound. However, with SoftView, this can now be done at the same time as the screening mammogram. That woman doesn't need to be called back unnecessarily or necessarily.
SoftView, used in conjunction with mammogram, detects 20% more cancers than mammography alone and is 8% more specific, meaning fewer false positives. Now, Karmanos says the unit will be live at the Detroit location by the end of the year. Dr. Robinette hopes to see it eventually offered at the Karmanos Farmington Hills Breast Care Center as well. Guy?
And is this Michigan manufactured, or was this a system that was Michigan developed? Is there another, you know, larger business story here as well?
Yeah,
as the very human story?
It was developed and it was manufactured here in Novi, in a company in Novi that Karmanos has been working with for several years on this technology, and they've created the technology, and Karmanos will be the first to get it.
You know, she mentioned the term false positive. If we can reduce false positives, can you imagine the peace of mind, or the how we can avoid unnecessary alarm for so many women?
Absolutely. And another thing for women too, and I've heard it from my sisters, you know, they get their mammograms yearly, but they don't necessarily like it because it involves compression, which can be a little uncomfortable.
Yes.
This SoftView doesn't use that.
No. In fact, if I understand it, you're kind of you're in a horizontal position, and you are, I think your breasts are immersed in water to aid in it sounds.
Uses ultrasound waves.
I don't know that the user friendly is the appropriate term, but it certainly sounds a lot less invasive and uncomfortable. Something that we don't have to worry about, but I'm glad that the women in our lives don't now.
Early detection, Guy, is what it's all about.
It really, really is. Thanks so much, Lloyd. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Guy.